Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:39 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 52 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. September is Sickle Cell Awareness Month, and our friends from the North Central Family Medical Center, they're joining us here. There's a blood drive that is taking place on Friday that you can roll up your sleeves and do your part to save a life, or maybe three lives. We've got Dr. Ernest Brown and Nikita Jackson joining us. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So, Dr. Brown, let's start with you. When we talk about sickle cell disease, what are we talking about here? Kind of explain, if you can, what this is and who it impacts.
Well, sickle cell disease, and thank you for having us here today, is a genetically transmitted disease that's primarily seen in African Americans and people of the Mediterranean descent. It's a disease that has to require that both parents have at least a trait. The trait means that you just have acquired it from one parent, and it can be transmitted on to your children if you happen to have. But it takes both parents to have at least a trait for the child to have sickle cell disease. So it has to be transmitted from both parents. Now, it's a blood-borne disease, basically affecting the hemoglobin, the red blood cells, and the blood cells turns into a sickle shape, and that's why it's called sickle cell. And these blood cells tend to be sticky and lose their elasticity, and they clog up the small capillaries and block them from being able to travel through to transmit oxygen, because oxygen is transmitted by the red blood cells. And these children basically get very, very sick. They usually don't grow very well. Many of them die early because of the real pain that is caused when these joints swell up. And it can also cause heart attack. It can cause strokes. It can cause blockage in one of your major organs. So it is very, very, really serious disease, and there's no cure for it yet.
How early is this detected? Is it small children? Is it later in life? How does that work?
If you have the disease, you have it when you're born.
Okay.
But Mother Nature, for some reason, has protected the newborns, particularly during the first year, because what they have is what's called fetal hemoglobin, which protects it from a lot of diseases during the first year of life. A lot of people don't understand that one. The test will not usually show up until after the first year. So they start testing kids when they're 1 year old. And that's what we're trying to do with our new sickle cell program that we're starting in the area, is getting children tested, babies when they come through at 1 year, when 1 year old. We do it in our health center now in our pediatric program.
What are some of those symptoms? Why would parents think that maybe their child does need to be tested?
Pain.
Okay.
That's one of the first. Maybe they don't grow. Maybe they aren't functioning well. And it's such a not so widely known disease that sometimes people just don't diagnose it properly. They don't know what's going on. We're trying to make them aware of this now,
right?
So that you don't describe it as being something different, like arthritis or some of those other things. And having young people tested, as teenagers say. Couples, people who are dating, they need to know whether they carry the trait or not, because that might make a difference on whether or not you want to have children. If both of you have the trait, you know you have that risk of having a child with sickle cell anemia.
So if you are diagnosed, Dr. Brown, with sickle cell disease, what is the recipe and medication for it? Blood transfusions, we understand?
They call it a crisis whenever you start having pain. And one of the treatment is blood transfusion, because, you know, if you're not, oxygen is not traveling well, then you're going to be weak, sick, you know, anemic. And many times they have to be hospitalized and given medication for pain, of course, but try to get those blood vessels cleared up so that the blood can flow normally. And the blood transfusion also gives you the red blood cells, normal red blood cells, to help carry oxygen.
And that's why you have a blood drive scheduled for this Friday, September the 30th, from 2 to 6:30, right there at the Ernest G. Brown Women's and Pediatric Center, 1140 Saluda Street in Rock Hill. Roll up your sleeves and donate blood, right?
Thank you.
That's all you're asking for.
That.
And if donors will receive a $20 online gift card. So let me get this straight. You donate blood, so you take, 30 minutes out of your day, you save up to 3 lives, and you get a reward of a $20 online gift card.
Correct.
Check, yeah, please.
That's right.
Absolutely correct.
We love that. So, Nikita, I understand there's a bill making its way through South Carolina, or it has been signed into law regarding sickle cell disease, and if you can elaborate about that for us.
That is correct. So in June of this year, Representative John King was very instrumental in helping to get a bill passed through the State House to put people who are sickle cell patients on a registry. It's called Rena Grant Sickle Cell Registry, Volunteer Registry. And what that does is anyone that has sickle cell can voluntarily put their name on this registry so that whenever they go seek medical care, that they will be given the best medical care. It is known that most sickle cell patients do not receive the best care whenever they are in crisis because they're in so much pain that most people that are treating sickle cell patients think that they're seeking drugs, and that's not the case. As Mr. Brown has already alluded to, these sickle cell patients are in excruciating pain, and the only relief that they can get is by blood transfusion, going to the doctor, and going through the crisis. And so we hope that moving forward that sickle cell patients will place their name on this registry. So moving forward that they can receive the best care, medical care, for them living with this disease.
Absolutely.
And let me add to that that the Representative King was able to get the legislature to give us a $500,000 grant to roll out this program so that we can hire some professionals or another physician who's a hematologist, and we can hire counselors who are trained in these areas and the community health workers who actually go out into the community. We needed the money. Like I said, there's no other program like this in the upstate. And we are the only community health center out of the 23 that are in South Carolina that is put it on the sickle cell program.
Well, of course, we love to be leaders in this
That's
part
right.
of the state, so
That's
we expect
right.
nothing else. But thank you so much, Representative King, for helping to cut through a lot of red tape there in Columbia to get
he
this together.
He has two nieces that are sickle
okay.
cell anemia.
So it hits close to home, but that's perfect. Boy, our lawmakers can really cut through a lot of tape to get Absolutely. The services that we need. Dr. Brown, if someone is diagnosed with sickle cell disease, when we talk about blood transfusion, how do you... Do you get one a year? Do you get it based on pain? What does that look
like? How often it happens. A crisis can last a long time.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can get it treated early, and it won't have as nearly the detrimental effect. But not long with just treatment. There's a regimen you got to follow when you have this disease. You've got to be careful about a whole lot of things. Most of the time, they can't be very active physically. But there are cases where even a child with sickle cell trait might have a problem, particularly if they're playing football and basketball, those real strenuous type sports. So it's a lot of education that's got to go on about the disease.
Well, thank you to both of you for bringing this to our attention and educating all of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one thing that we do at North Central Family Medicine, we do physical training. And so we're hoping that we can work with the local school districts around so that we can help provide those sports physical screenings, and this is another way for us to help screen our youth for sickle cell trait in that process. So hopefully we can connect with the local school district in our area so that we can help also bring awareness and education and treatment for sickle cell patients.
It's all about education, and y'all are doing a fantastic job bringing this to our attention. Remember this date, this Friday, September the 30th, 2 to 6:30 at the Ernest G. Brown Women's and Pediatric Center, 1140 Saluda Street in Rock Hill. Donate blood. You not only save up to 3 lives, you're also going to receive a $20 online gift card. But this is, again, to help those with sickle cell disease that can require blood transfusions throughout their entire lives. Dr. Brown, Nikita Jackson, thank you both for being here.
And one last advice. If you want to donate blood on Friday, please drink plenty of water for the rest of the week. Make sure you eat iron-rich food. If you're taking antibiotics, don't take any antibiotics the day before. And just make sure that you're ready to come roll your sleeve up on September the 30th. Our slots are all filled, but we're welcoming walk-ins. So just because the slots are filled, don't think you can't come in. And you can call 803-554-6628 to also schedule an appointment.
Thank you very much.